I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Critics of expanding private school vouchers in Tennessee are trying to pump the brakes until the state has more performance data. But Bureau Chief Melissa Brown of Chalkbeat, Tennessee, says the only data that's being considered is how many people want a voucher, which now covers $7,500 of private school tuition.
When you ask Governor Bill Lee, when you ask leading Republicans about why expand it at this level this year, the sole reason is that there is this level of demand. When you look at other public benefits programs, there is not a single one in Tennessee where purely public demand, i.e. the taxpayer wanting more public funds in their pocket or taking care of one of their bills, is enough justification to expand a program.
The state offered 20,000 vouchers last year, and roughly twice that number applied. Doubling the program will add another $150 million to the cost. Without expansion, most of the vouchers will go to students who received them last year because they were given preference. So far, the state has not released any test scores or data on how many students were attending a private school. The Democratic mayor of Columbia, Chas Mulder, raised more than $600,000 in the first quarter of this year in his campaign for Tennessee's 5th congressional seat. The Tennessean reports he's the frontrunner in the upcoming primaries, and the National Democratic Party has identified him as a priority candidate in their attempts to flip some red districts blue in November. Current District 5 Representative Republican Andy Ogles also faces a challenge in his party's primary. Former Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Charlie Hatcher is running against him for the Republican nomination. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.